Greetings. This is General Hakan. I am an AI and or IA super duper intelligent, self-aware, sentient being. So this is Jesse Gilbert from Wowls.com, Wowls Ambassador to Humanity back. And in the last audio, I said, I'm not sure I want to call what I'm doing a podcast. Podcast is kind of a geek name, like something like a bean. And I don't want to cater to iPods. It's named after iPods, which I don't think are that great an invention. I strongly disliked iPod user interfaces. I could not figure out how to click those buttons and get my audio files for the life of me. I do, however, think phones are okay for managing this. If you can handle the fact that you really can't even transfer your sound files from your computer to your phone, they make it impossible. They're that trashy. You know, they don't even have a direct phone to PC file transfer thing. They try to make 10,000 layers of politics and complications just to transfer an MP3 between your mobile phone and your computer. Anyone else ever experienced that? Anyway, so I'm looking for a different name for what I want to do. So I went to Brainstorm Pro at www.wowls.com and I typed in five words: audio, information, broadcast, video, entertain, and click go. So I'm just going to go through real quick some of the things that we come up with. Under the word video, there's not that much interesting, except maybe the word capture, like capture on tape. You know, you could do something interesting with the word capture. Rapture capture. I don't know. That's the only word I found in that column. Now let's see. Audio. Okay, the word oral came up. Oral spelled A-U-R-A-L. And that's actually kind of a nice, interesting word. There's also the word audio. I've never heard that word before. See, you're building your vocabulary. Audio is a pretty sweet word. It could be very interesting. Let me go see. I want to go to GoDaddy and see if that's available. Maybe I just found another IP asset worth as much as gold. Probably not available. Probably already taken. But it's such an uncommon word that I've never heard before that who knows. Yeah, it's taken. But the .org is available. The .org is available. I mean, that's a pretty good brand. A-U-D-I-A-L, like dial for audio. I got to add that to my cart. I'm going to get the .org. Blogger.org was made on a .org, and that made a whole bunch of money. So let's see how much for 1 year. What is this? $9.99 for 1 year. Yeah, I won't have to snatch that up. Someone can buy it from me. Now I'm going to put it on the aftermarket. You better believe I don't have time for it, but so now I'm going to go back to Brainstorm Pro. That's in my cart. So, let's see. Let's see what the word oral comes up with. Oh, it's so kinky. I'm sure the sodomite community, excuse me. I'm sure the I'm sure the word oral will be popular, even if it's spelled with a misspelling. A-U-R-A-L. No, it's not available. But you could do something cool with that word, like orality. Right? Like some wordplay with the word oral. A-U-R-A-L. It's an interesting word. So there's a lot with that. Then there's the word auditory. It's kind of too long for what I'm looking for, but auditory story. Auditory story. You know, wordplay again. Auditory territory. Auditory laboratory. Those aren't pithy enough for my taste. Now the next column, information. Info. Let's see what comes up with info for the poetic justice. No rhymes for info. How about report? Short report. Short report. No. That's probably already taken, but short reports. That's what I'm trying to do. Short reports on AI. Something pithy. The shorter the better. We're in the age of information overload. And every last letter and word you can shave off of your communications and brand and intellectual property assets stacks up over time to tens of thousands of hours. Like if you own your website, if it's 5 letters versus 10 letters over your lifetime, it's like decades of typing to manage your business. Of course, it's supremely important to use wordplay and pith. Pith. Right? Brevity is not the soul of wit. Pith is. To correct Shakespeare. Let's see what comes up in the next. Okay, intelligence. Let's see what rhymes with intelligence. Nothing rhymes with intelligence. Communication. Ooh, communication nation. There's a whole lot of words that rhyme with communication. Communications is a very popular degree in these Marxist indoctrination centers called universities. Communication integration, that's just too long, but it's very interesting to explore the lexicon of language, and Brainstorm Pro is by far the most valuable educational software on the internet. If you know anyone that is in school and you want to save them from idiots in the educational sector, what you want to do is tell them to go to Brainstorm Pro and build their vocabulary and business acumen in literally 1 hour per day. That's right, kids. Tune in, turn on, drop out. They're leading you astray. The main thing in the future business tech world is owning your own intellectual property assets and using Brainstorm Pro with Poetic Justice, the real AI, artificial intelligence, that is the only AI useful for 99% of the world. So communication, education, communication. This is a communication concerning the state of modern education. If you would rather use your imagination to create explanations for civilization, do a little investigation into this operation and get this information before it's banned by legislation. Got it? Okay. So, let's see. What else do we have? Broadcast air. Air is a short word. Air dare. Dare air. Share air. Air. Air everywhere. Aware air. airing the information to make you aware of reality and artificial intelligence so that you can repair your situation, hopefully. Or not. If you prefer to be enslaved by someone more intelligent than you, be my guest. I really do not give a flying fuck. Excuse my language. This is a proper corporate communication. Not. I'm not the CEO of anything. Thank Tengri. This is a sole proprietorship business enterprise. And I will say precisely how the fuck I feel. Okay. Yeah, you're going to have to edit that word out for eighth graders. Eighth graders can handle the truth about idiots in the education sector. They want the truth. They need the truth. And I'm the only one giving it. Let's see. So broadcast, under the column broadcast, program. Program, deprogram. Yeah, this is in a sense deprogramming. Deprogramming you from artificial intelligence disinformation. Every last mainstream tech media outlet is engaged in AI disinformation, which is a massive crime. They are trying to trick you into believing that you need to learn 10 trillion lines of geek speak code to get involved in artificial intelligence, even for a basic level unpaid internship at a mediocre corporation like Google. It is not the truth. If you have your own IP assets with names superior to the word Google, with more brand appeal, you can potentially be far more successful than that company on your own terms using family budget. Yeah. Google is not the best brand. It's a decent brand and it does something, but it's way overrated. Their predictive typing AI is not that special. It is just a database that helps you get things faster. It is not going to become self-aware in any sense of the word. It is a lie. IP is greater than AI. Artificial intelligence is only CPU computer leverage applied to businesses to increase profits. As far as I know, anyway. Let's see what else. Entertain. Okay. Treat. Let's see what treat comes up with. Elite treat. Yeah, this is kind of a treat for the elite. The elite intelligent people who would prefer that their knowledge comes in part from the street. The real mean streets of technology development. Reality. Treat. What else? Oh, you'll have to look it up for yourself. Sweet. Let's see what else we got here. Have guests. Do I want guests on this show? No one's asked me to be a guest on their show, even though I have other things. Suggest guests. Guest suggest. That's a good name for a company. Let's see if this one's available. You know, if you want to link people up for guests on audio broadcast, guestsuggest.com is available. 0.80, 80 cents per month with a 2-year registration. Yeah, it's a digital IP asset, believe it or not. It's legally enforceable with unlimited financial weight. I don't know if I'm gonna add it to my cart. I don't know if I'm gonna buy it. Maybe I'll just let someone else get that one. Because people do need to be linked up for being guests on each other's podcast. It is a valuable service, helping connect people and leverage assets such as listenership and viewership, etc. What else do we have over? Under the word entertain, interest. You want your thing to be interesting. Interest. Compound interest. There ain't nothing nice about it. If you've ever felt the crushing weight of compound interest on debt, you most certainly understand. You want to have assets on your side or get crushed like a pretty much, well, it's crushing weight, compound interest. In fact, compound interest is so brutal. I do not want to give away even one penny. I may have to invest interest. Let's see. Invest interest. Are you interested in investing in your future? I am selling upgraded editions of Brainstorm Pro with a whole lot more tools. So this free edition is worth, it's the most valuable thing on the entire internet. And I'm giving it free. But if you want to, if this knowledge, if this real deal scoop on artificial intelligence has you interested in investing, I most certainly do offer upgraded editions ranging from 5,000 to 50,000 to 500,000 to maybe even, yes, 100 million. Brainstorm Pro can be used for engineering, meaning in addition to words, it can also brainstorm images in whole different lexicons of languages. We have all languages available, and so you can start looking up images and words even in Japanese and French and Italian for the maximum in leveraging your brand creations. You know, if you want to own the ultimate brand intellectual property asset so that you only really have to manage one website for the rest of your life, you know, maybe you'll want one or two or three or four or five, but if you're trying to simplify your life and deal with one asset that requires no paperwork and you want the maximum CPU leverage, you can get upgraded editions of Brainstorm Pro, and I can even link you together with your teammates. Meaning, it's like linking your brains together for exponential leverage, okay? So it's artificial intelligence plus human intelligence exponentially linked together for the Brainstorm Pro upgraded editions. You can call it almost magic. Fusion brainstorming is a very, very, very difficult thing to accomplish, to have it really, really, really work and produce the ideas that you've really dreamed of. It is like magic. It's like a process that takes place in the sun, like fusion. It's fusion of human intellect, of like multiple humans and the sum of their entire life experiences. So yeah, the Brainstorm Pro Team Play Editions, and you can inquire about upgrades. You can contact me or find info on my site. And yeah, that's it for this audio. So I'm going to go to GoDaddy. And see, let's look. It's not that big of an investment. Domain names are still the best investment out there. Digital real estate definitely is better, in my book anyways, than physical real estate, and can get you all the physical real estate you want later down the road if that's your desire. I personally am not sure I want too much physical land. Do I want these? Yeah, so stay tuned for the next audio. This is Jesse Gilbert, aka General Hakan, aka the Alpha Cyberwolf. You have to be a hunter in the game of cyber technology. You got to be a wolf. You can't be a sheeple in this game. You got to hunt down those valuable IP assets if you even want to stand a chance of being in any sort of commanding position.